Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Right now, you can get 25% off your first purchase of Strava Craft Coffee when you use code DNVR25. Not only do we love what Strava tastes like, and we pretty much run off of coffee, but it's also CBD infused, and that helps with so many ailments. It's different for everyone. Check out their reviews, and you'll be blown away with people's stories about how Strava has helped them. They deliver straight to your door, and after your first order, you can get 20% off indefinitely with their subscription service. So check out StravaCraftCoffee.com today and try out their delicious CBD-infused coffee. Be sure to use that DNVR25 code.
Welcome into the DNVR Avalanche Podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account. Got a pick of the week for you from DraftKings. As you know, I'm looking for the strangest bets on a DraftKings Sportsbook. Today, we have the women's biathlon in Hof...
That's skiing and shooting.
Skiing and shooting.
Mm-hmm.
In Hofleisen.
It's like ski running and shooting.
It's yeah, like yeah, skiing. It's not like real skiing. Someone's going to be real mad that I said that.
I was going to say, I don't know what real
skiing is.
It's
cross-country skiing. What are you talking about?
With the telemarks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's a relay event, so these are teams. The favorite is Sweden at plus 135, which just feels like free money. But if you're feeling like taking risks, the USA is plus 80,000. Feels like a country that's probably pretty good with guns. And there are half a dozen teams that are plus 100,000. So just put a dollar on each, and if any of them win,
I'm just going to stay out of this.
You take the big bucks down. Look, sports are fun. It's a little bit of a something different. I didn't know you could bet on biathlons. I didn't even know there was a professional biathlon circuit, to be honest with you. But apparently there is.
Where do you think those Olympic athletes come from when they have that event?
Yeah, I just didn't.
Do you think that they just wander around in Scandinavia?
Yeah, I kind of assumed they just ski
sign
on the
list for the biathlon in the Olympics.
I'm going to ski from my house to the gun range, shoot some guns.
Yeah, right.
And then ski home.
Like, did they just ski around in the backcountry and like shoot animals?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
I don't know.
Small woodland creatures.
Avs win 7-3 over the Detroit Red Wings. They just keep doing it. They just keep scoring 7 goals.
Look, I want to start the show.
Okay.
With a certain tone, okay? Because there were some things that, like, Detroit's not great. We talked about it a little in the pregame.
For sure.
That they're kind of on the come up here. But really, like, I was pretty impressed with the Red Wings tonight. I really thought that they showed a lot of heart and a lot of grit. And I really loved that Alex Nedeljkovic played as well as he did. Because, listen, nobody scores 8 on the Detroit Red Wings. All right? And for them to really play their hearts out like that, it really goes to show a lot about the program that they're building, that Stevie Y is building in Detroit. Nobody drops 8 on those guys. It was 7 until they did it. And then it was 8. But really, it was 7 because that last one didn't have a goaltender. At times, it looked like the first 6 didn't either. But hey, when you give up, 13 goals in 2 days, it's a good reminder you may not quite be there yet.
Yeah. Ease up, bud. Ease up on the Detroit side. Definitely, I mean, look, the Avs came out in this game, and the first 18 and a half minutes of the first period were some of the best hockey we've seen the Avs play across the stretch where they're scoring
over five goals a game.
Yeah.
It was a great team hockey period for 19 minutes. It's really hard to argue with a team that's not only producing results, but you like a lot of the process, too. I don't know. I'm going to struggle with other things to say. Granted, there's still some things you got to clean up. The goal at the end of the first period. What? You're giggling at chat here? okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, got him.
I do also love that the strategy of playing both goaltenders in both halves of a back-to-back.
Yeah.
Just
really paid equal, off equal for
time,
you.
Equal time, equal goals.
Jeff Blassel is the man.
All right, who actually got goals tonight? Berkey had two.
Yeah.
Makar had the empty netter.
Confer.
Confer had the tip in the first goal.
Yep.
Gerard had a goal.
Yep.
This
is almost becoming a trivia.
Yeah, this is. Yeah. That's only five.
Berkey had two.
Yeah, I got that.
Makar.
Who even had the other two?
McKinnon
at this
had one.
McKinnon had the bomb. And then there was one more.
The one that made it 4-2.
Who had the last goal, chat? Help us.
I was just looking through my bets, figuring that one out.
Helm scored on his old team. Thank you.
And then missed two empty nets.
Yeah, and then couldn't hit an empty net.
It was pretty. We were trying to figure out the king of the game, and had Helm hit one of those empty nets. I was so tempted because it's the only time that Darren Helm was going to
ever get it,
like be in contention for it, and against his former team is the one where you'd be like, just give it to him for the night. Yeah. It's fine.
This is where we're at with Colorado over this last stretch. Is I can't remember who scored all the goals. That's how much they are scoring. And at this point, it's sustainable until it's not, I guess. So.
I mean, we know that they're not going to score seven for the rest of the season. We know this. Come on.
Yeah, there's like eight and nine there.
The fact that they have 70 goals in 14 games is
over outrageous. 100 in the season.
105. Yeah,
it's 105 now.
They're getting close to outscoring what they did in 56 games last year.
Yep.
Like, they're starting to creep up on
last
year's
goal total. It's not that far off, yeah.
The team that we were like, oh, they can never have a forward core this good again. And they don't. But again, when you have a defense...
It's, what, 27 goals from their defense?
Two more goals now.
Yeah.
It's what, two more goals, and I haven't even looked, but, like, seven more points?
Devontae's alone had three assists.
Well, think about that defensive... Like, the defense that you have back there... It's the X factor in all the lineups, matchups that you're doing against other teams. Like, what are you supposed to do against that?
Pray? I don't know what you do against that. And
no one's figured it out.
And it's not even their final form. Bowen Byram's still not in the lineup.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Good.
But
Jacob McDonald, the only D that didn't have a point.
Yeah. Also had a critical error on the first goal of the game for Detroit.
A good reminder of
the YOLO life.
The J-Con.
And it is what it is. To add a little bit of context, as AJ was alluding to a little bit, this is the third team in a row that they're playing on a Sega Baba where the Avs are rested.
Eight. Yep.
So
eight more points from the defense.
Yeah. It's eight. Outrageous.
Eight.
It's not going to be this easy every time. I'll put it that way. Yeah, Kadri was gone too tonight.
Yeah.
Landy didn't finish the game.
Landy out with an LBI. I'm sure Jesse will have some updates from Bednar's presser on that, if there are any, which there probably won't be.
Day to day.
But, yeah.
I haven't talked to the trainer yet. We'll see how he does in practice tomorrow. Yeah. I would, if I could on DraftKings, I would throw the
dollars
kitchen
sink on
that.
At that.
I love how the one time he tried to explain his post-game process to us, like it was going to stop people from asking.
Right.
Where he was like, look, guys, after a game, I go downstairs and, you know, we go into the thing and I talk to the coaches and then I come out here and do this. We don't go through any of that yet.
Yeah.
All right. Mad idea. Put the trainer in the interview.
Yeah.
He'll get more questions than Bednar.
Yeah.
Look, when the Avs win three games in a row scoring seven goals, I think everyone's going to get the giggles a little bit. It's just the way it goes right now. This team is unbelievably hot.
Yeah.
Even when they do a bunch of stuff wrong, they still just score at will, so it doesn't matter.
They're legitimately, like, pushing the Broncos to see who scores more this week.
Genuinely.
Like,
they're at 21.
Right. Like, you could, DraftKings could make a prop bet.
Will the Broncos score more than the Broncos?
And I don't know who'd be favored.
Might be the Avs. It might be the Avs to be the favorite there. All right.
I don't know, man. It's ridiculous. Like, this is dumb.
It's outrageous. It's genuine.
It's incredibly fun because games like this are always dumb.
Yep.
But we always talk about, like,
what do you
from
say?
Our position,
what do you say about a game like this when it's the third one in a row?
From
like,
our position, the hardest games to talk about are blowouts.
Yeah.
And the Avs are just like, we only play blowouts. The only game in the last 2 weeks that hasn't been a blowout was Montreal.
In the last month, they've had the Dallas loss and the Montreal win. And I'm pretty sure
and
at least
in
one
Vancouver.
Team. Yep. That was 4-2. Fair.
Yeah, in
not
Vancouver.
Didn't quite make it to five.
Well, because that one, I think that was the game that was 2-2 going into the third.
Yeah.
They gave up the goal immediately and then scored two and won that game.
Yeah. So that there's been three games in the past month where a team hasn't scored at least five goals in an Avalanche game.
The last two times the Avs haven't scored seven goals, they've lost.
Yep. And the time and one of those was getting blown out 8-3 by Toronto.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We know what Rudo's recap is tonight, his video. It's going to be very funny.
Yes.
Tune in. All game talking about it.
Should be a fun one at the very least.
It'll be my favorite one of the year. So they're showing Berkey, the first of Berkey's goals tonight. Let's just start there. He has two goals.
Yep.
We keep talking about, like, I'm on grades tonight. I don't know what to do about it. Because the dude, like, it's a bad turnover that leads to their first goal.
Yep.
It's 3-0. You're getting ready to go into intermission, just cruising. You could have scored six, but they brought in Ned, and Ned played with all that Red Wing heart and pride and would not let in more goals until he let three in. I think all the goaltenders actually let three in tonight.
Every single one?
Yep.
Yeah. Correct.
Yep. All three.
I wonder,
all three let three in.
The empty net only let in one.
Yeah.
That goaltender
the
only
empty
let in
net
one.
Had the best goaltending performance of the night. It was like one goal in, what, 5.5 minutes?
There were at least...
Not bad.
There were at least three attempts on the empty net, too.
not bad.
But, to your point.
With Berkey, like, look, we're talking, like, before the game with New Hook. Like, you don't apologize for success.
Definitely not.
You put pucks on, and one of the things that we've been frustrated about with Berkey, you've been missing the net a lot.
Yep.
You know what you do when you miss the net? You don't make the goaltender do anything. He just goes, oh, shit. You guys see that puck that just whizzed by my face? This job is crazy.
It's the one that's in the other zone right now.
Yeah, right. And he's like looking for it, and he's like, oh, our guys have a 3-2 break? Great. Totally worth.
But he
gets it on net, and like Thomas Greisch doesn't make a save.
The first goal, look, take him out if you can get him, but you even saw it on Berkey's face where he could not believe that puck went into the net.
Like, he was like, okay, cool, man. And then, like, the second goal, that's a great individual effort by Mikko Rantanen, but Berkey makes a nice, like, he could have
good backhanded finish. Yeah.
Could have easily done like the bottom six panic play.
Yeah,
where that guy's just like, "Holy shit, I'm totally alone in front of the net."
Pull it to the forehand.
I'm just gonna try and jam it 5 holes.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah,
and instead he just patiently just pulls it to the backhand, tosses it up over the glove, like puts it in a tough spot for the goaltender to make a save. Homeboy didn't. He got a 2-goal night, and then without some legitimately good goaltending, could have had 4 tonight.
Yeah,
I mean the save on the 2-on-1 with McKinnon. There's that, and then
the power play.
Yeah, after that, like he had some chances for the hat trick. It was definitely a much better night for Berkey. The turnover in the first period drives you crazy.
It and it even then, what is Jacob McDonald doing on that play?
Yeah, and it's not like Berkey in a vacuum. One,
yeah.
You also have a goaltender that's allowed to make a save. It's a great finish.
It is.
Great pass. Namestnikov.
Yeah.
It's a great pass. It's a good, like, they that is a two-on-one clinic.
Yep.
Both guys do their jobs, but you have a goaltender that's allowed to make a save there. That's why he's back there. Doesn't have much of a chance there, no. But he's allowed to. And you have Jacob McDonald that just steps down and drives, not even like drives the net.
He goes in behind the net as they're losing the puck.
He goes wide in the zone where you're like, what's the play here, champ?
Where are you going?
And
what
Berkey,
are you doing?
Like, Berkey doesn't make a play.
Yeah.
He just waits till the defense is like.
Just pokes it off his stick because they're like, okay.
Gotcha. Yeah. And it goes the other way. And you're like, oh, that was all very predictable. And so, like, it's a bad play.
It's a bad play by him.
And it's frustrating because that's the kind of thing against an actual good team. Like, Sunday against Florida, that's the kind of thing where, hey, if you have the Panthers down three, you can't let them climb back in.
No. I thought Blaze's parlay was good at plus 275. Zach, if you hit a plus 3,400.
Wow. Yeah,
let's go.
Hell yeah.
That's dope.
Wow. You're buying drinks.
Yeah,
huh?
Straight up. Drinks on this guy.
Yeah. Even at $5,
I
want to
see that one.
Like,
post that on Twitter.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a big win.
Yeah,
take it down.
Yeah. So, like, you with a guy like Berkey that you needed to get going, and like you're kind of picking nits. You're scoring 7 goals a night. Your offense is obviously just fine.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
You're not sitting here like somebody make a play. Like, you know,
you're watching pucks pour into the net
against a good team. You may not be up 3-0. You probably aren't, but especially given a couple of those goals where you're like, meh.
Yeah.
But you're up 3-0 going into the final minutes of the first. You either need to keep adding to it or you just close. You don't let them build momentum. You don't let them start to feel good about themselves and go the other direction. And that's what that goal did, and they come right out at the start of the second period and make it 3-2.
And that
now,
goal
granted,
was...
Yeah.
That's what the hell, Darcy Kuemper?
A backhand.
I'm not sure that he's given up a worse goal all season than that.
No, that might be the worst one of the season.
It's unreal, man.
You can't let that goal go in.
His equipment didn't break as the goal was going in, so it's a small victory. It's okay.
He did later in the game, though.
I know. He had to get it repaired later in the game, but... He didn't have to come out this time.
Like, I get it. You haven't hit the big UFA contract yet, but you should have been. You're making $4 million this year. That's enough to buy equipment that fucking works, man. Why are you the only goaltender in the league with this? But he gives up that soft
one
at the start of the second period, and that's the kind of thing that... That's the kind of thing that...
Good teams beat you off goals.
Yeah, that good teams build on and then bury you for. You can't give up free goals.
No, if this was Sunday night, that's death for the
That's
Astros
a nightmare.
Yeah.
That's at 3-2, now they've scored two and you're just like, "Oh my god, this is not great."
Yeah.
And you know, I see people in the chat mad about the third goal, but that's a dope shot and it's the guy has to get over and I don't feel
That was the power play goal too. Like you know, and
that's
it's a great shot on the power play.
I'd probably like him out a little bit further to challenge that a little more. But
you're
I'm also in the
bizarro world of like, well, it's 6-2 anyway.
Yeah, but you want to see him trying to find something to build off of.
For sure.
Yeah.
Which
and
look,
locking it down after the shitty goal would have been a great start. Had he just given up the two goals, the first and the third, I'd have no issues.
I do think as a counter
what
argument,
is your problem with my shorts, bro.
I do think Kuemper had a good third period. He made some big saves,
big time,
and
they came right out in the first minute of that, and they could have made it 6-4, where you start to get a little bumpy.
Yeah,
yep.
Made some good saves. Look, and had a scoreless period. Right now, that's something to build off of,
and especially in the third period, right? Because the Avs are notorious for letting those goals in the third period. And tonight,
looked
good. They took care of it.
Yeah,
so you know. You got to find what you can when you're not the offense that scores at will on this team. You're looking for other things.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So we are brought to you all by the Ball Corporation. You can get a job there right now. They pay $27.58. I don't know. The cents might be wrong. I'm sorry if the cents are off per hour. They offer full-time positions with benefits, including insurance, paid time off, all the good stuff. You can even get to some classes to help fill out your resume with the Ball Corporation. Text Golden 77222 or go to jobs.ball.com and search for Golden to find the application and get hooked up with them. They have a great plant down in Golden with a lot of opportunity to get promoted every 6, 12, and 18 months since you've been working. So be sure to jump on that. Go see what it is. Get yourself some money. Probably not as much money as a plus $3,400 bet, but it's a good start comparatively. If you put $27 on a $3,400 bet, you probably made a lot of money. I'm not going to do that math on air. I made that mistake too many times. But apparently AJ's shorts gang is out here now. But okay. I am very much a basketball shorts man myself, to be honest. I love them. Hit up DraftKings Sportsbook, though. Go get yourself some odds boost.
Care what I'm wearing.
With code... I don't get it either. Use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account right now. New accounts with the DNVR code. Bet $1 on any football game this weekend from the NFL. And if either team scores a point, you get $100 in free bets. I said it the other day, but if this bet doesn't hit, come on down to the bar and I will buy you free drinks for a month. Because this bet is going to hit.
Starting on the last day of the month.
I'm confident enough that this bet will hit that the rest of this actual month. So, I don't. It's literally free money. They're giving you free money to bet on DraftKings. So, go over there. Go get the new account. Once you get the $100 in free bets, you can bet it on whatever you want. You can bet it on the biathlon. You can bet it on the Avs, which looks like free money at this point. I don't know. Avs overs, it's like... Blaze played it safe. Didn't need to play it safe on the over bet tonight. Which, by the way, chat, Blaze hit all his bets again tonight.
I did. Thank you.
I don't know how he keeps doing it, but he's hot right now. Follow the Blaze bets if you want to make a little bit of money. DraftKings is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. Other terms, restrictions, and conditions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Of course, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by that DraftKings Sportsbook. So let's get into this, first of all. We talked about the Berkey goals. We're giving him the kink of the game, breaking out of his slump a little bit here. Nice to see him get one. And I think a big story of tonight, yes, Berkey had the cheap goal, but he also had a nice one. And we saw that come through for Nathan MacKinnon as well. He scored his first proper goal since being healthy tonight with the one-time bomb.
You don't call the one-handed little tap a proper goal?
He's got 3 goals this year. He's got 2 one-time slap shots and a poke check. Like, it's just not really how he scores, right? It's kind of like, historically speaking, that's not where it's at for him.
Yep.
So you know that there's just a hole when the wrist shot starts to beat goaltenders, and he remembers, like, right, I got this. It's on.
Well, yeah. And that it does feel, you've been talking about this for the last couple of games, AJ. He's deferring on places where you want to see him start shooting that wrister a little bit.
Yeah, and tonight, there before the game got out of hand, it's weird because all Avs games have this asterisk.
Yeah.
We are like, there's a competitive portion of the game, and then there's a don't blow a 4-goal lead portion of the game. And while the game was still interesting and competitive, like, he walked one opportunity in particular that we were all like,
shoot,
a confidence thing.
Yeah.
Was where he just kept getting closer and closer to the goaltender, and he knows better. Like, he knows this is the NHL. You're gonna lose that shooting lane.
Yep.
And 3 guys converged around him, and he fired it right into the skate in front of him. And it was like, what did you think was gonna happen here, man? So, I think he's probably just still, confidence wise,
finding it a little bit.
Yeah, he's still searching a little. But I mean, hey, he and Devon Taves are scoring at the same point per game pace, so can't feel too bad about that. When you're keeping up with the best defenseman in the NHL, it's all good.
I mean, wow. We're in the room now. Devon Taves is unreal.
He's so good, dude.
You pointed
he's
it
so
out.
Good.
Was it on the first goal of the game where he knocked it out of midair, or was that the second or third?
That was the fourth one. That was the McKinnon goal, yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
because that was
unreal
the one
play.
Where just, McKinnon and O'Connor are coming down on the 2-on-1, and O'Connor, the defenseman
made
slides.
A horrible pass right
yeah,
into
and,
him.
And
yeah,
O'Connor
you're
just
right,
throws
right,
it right into the guy's legs,
yep,
and
yep,
then
yep,
they
yep.
tried to slap it up, and Taves just out of midair, knocked it down,
controls
gives it back
it.
To Landy. Landy gives it to McKinnon for the one timer, and yep. that was it.
He's
he's just so good, man.
He's insanely effective.
He's just so good. It's unbelievable.
A 3-point night for him. Blaze isn't retiring anything. I don't know what Chad's talking about.
Yeah.
From all my bets, all my money.
Yeah. Pretty much, man.
And I saw on there I am actually putting money on those bets. I am
yep.
putting my mouth where I'm telling you guys to bet your money.
He puts money on it like
we don't,
way AJ and I are usually like, we'll put money on one or two of these. Blaze is like, no, I put money on like 7 bets tonight, man. Every night. So.
Yeah, Blaze is actually the yacht fund. Blaze's betting is the actual yacht fund.
True.
You guys are all welcome aboard. So.
Nah, thanks. Appreciate it. Will there be hors d'oeuvres? Or?
I mean, there will be steaks at the end of this year for sure.
You'll be buying them. Okay. Continuing down this path.
Yes, let's. 7 goals a night is fun. They're going to win a lot of games like
it.
This, man.
I'm here for it. At this point, I love it.
Is Pavel Francouz going to steal
yeah,
Darcy Kuemper's
what
job?
What was the final score of
7-2.
That game? 7-2.
7-2.
So he let 2 goals in tonight.
Oh, my God. What a bum.
Also got beat by the empty net.
I would also like to say, though, that Darcy Kuemper had a 925 tonight.
Yeah, he made 34 saves,
we're like,
to be clear.
Frustrated. Like, he made 37 saves.
Oh, he made 30.
Yeah,
I thought he
yeah.
faced 37 shots.
I think it was like 48-40 in final yeah. shots.
It was just that stretch in the second period there where it's just like,
it's
what's going on? Like,
I've
is this
had
a concentration
a hard
issue
time because I've been trying to look at the Avs team stats, trying to figure out like what's real and what's not, like,
yeah.
trying to sift through this. But like I said, there are 2 portions of games. Like, there are the Avs when the game is competitive and it's within a goal or two either direction. And then there's all the time that Colorado is spending up 3 or 4 goals where you're just like,
okay.
All right.
Guys are going through their to-do list of what they've got to do on their off day.
Man, I've started making a to-do list every day. So I put up a whiteboard in my room like 2 years ago and never used it.
Yeah.
And I've started actually utilizing it to do a to-do list every day. I hate that fucking thing. Every time I wake up, I erase shit. I feel good about myself. I add more to it.
More
and I'm
stuff.
Just like... Because I've just decided, like, my... I've got concussion brain. I'm forgetting some things here and there that I normally don't. I don't know. Maybe I have a brain tumor and I'm on the verge of death. I have no idea. But
positive.
Look, you don't know what life holds for you.
Sure.
But I've been trying to manage my time or my to-do list better and be more hands-on with things. I hate that thing.
All right. Jared Bednar on the screen. We need to have a conversation. High and tight or let it flow?
I mean, I like the high and tight. He looks good.
He looks like a drill sergeant high and tight.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm good with it.
Okay.
He's definitely someone you're saying yes, sir, to with the short hair. But
is this a Manscaped raid?
I didn't say yes, daddy.
had we been raiding, you would have.
True.
But no, I'm good either way, man. I'm good. But look, be comfy, dog.
Yeah.
he just got a 2-year extension. Just be comfy.
His team is putting up 7 goals
right,
on
well,
the regular.
Eric said he likes high and tight, so now we know it's wrong.
Wow.
Okay. We have a bunch of super chats to get to. That's what I wanted to get to next here.
Holy shit. You weren't kidding, dude.
Yeah, I know. When the Avs win by 7, 3 games in a row.
Yeah.
The super chats are rolling. Ryan, thank you for the $5. Here's your cut for reminding me to bet on the World Chess Championship a while ago. Never doubt Magnus Carlsen, all right? Never
oh, yeah.
doubt that.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah, dude. Dime. He's from Denmark, right?
Yeah. He's nuts.
Fire.
Pin King, thank you for the $5.
Is he hot, too? Can he be on Operation Male Model?
I mean, he's hot like all of the Nordic people in the world are hot, you okay. know? Yeah, I don't think he's anything special. Pin King, wonder what the record is for 7-plus goal games in a row by a single team. 3 is a lot. It's got to be pretty decently up on the list, 3 in a row.
Man, he is hot.
You think?
Not cool. I'm so sick of really hot, talented people.
And smart.
I should say, I'm so sick of really talented people that also being hot.
Well, if you're
oh, yeah, Norway. My bad. They're all the same,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're all...
I'm American. I don't know anything about the rest of the world.
Eric's ripping
at least his country is real, not like Finland. So,
damn, dude, you went and stole shirts from Eric? That's
yep.
rude.
Straight up stole them. He's going to have to cease and desist me.
I'm really looking forward to that letter, seeing how he spells Caesar.
All right, the super chats just keep coming. Oh, God, okay.
Oh, here we go.
Hippo character with stars growing in his eyes, pumping his arms in the air with the word hype pulsating above him.
Hype. Wow, a bar full of people trying to...
Hit some Kelly Clarkson.
Hit the Kelly Clarkson yeah. high note. Fam, you ain't got that in the bag.
American Idol was still good when she won. Oh, she didn't. Did she win?
Kelly Clarkson?
Yeah, she won.
She won the original American Idol.
She was the first one?
Yeah.
Which one was Underwood?
I don't know. But you know where Kelly Clarkson is from?
No.
Why do I only ever ask this question?
I don't know where she's from.
She's from Texas, dude.
Oh, okay.
She's from my neck of the woods in Texas.
I see. Thank you. Yeah, here.
Wow, that early. I would have guessed knew, later.
I thought she was the first. I knew she was pretty early.
Yeah. Somebody else is making money.
Because and season 2 winner was Justin Guarini because they made Justin and Kelly the worst movie of all time.
Yeah, you're right. All right. Justin, thank you. Or Josh, thank you for the $5 I can read. Blaze, dude, I took your lead with the part. Blaze is just making us money by telling yeah. people what to bet on.
Blaze is just going, here's what I'm betting on. Rudo and I are like, okay.
I mean, is it really that hard when they're putting up 7 goals? It's
yeah,
like,
I guess that's true.
Pretty you know, easy right now.
Yeah.
Blaze is like, unsustainable. No. No, it's not.
Next one. Thank you for the $5. Tommy, those who have Comcast watched the game the only way they could. Did the Avs make any mention of DT during commercial?
They did.
They had a thing in the arena before the game, and then on the broadcast as well, they did have
I told them, I said, this is how you know DT's passing was a big deal in Colorado sports, was that it's crossing over into the other sports and in that way, whereas it doesn't happen a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Another one from Tommy here, so almost $10 in total. Thank you very much. We are more than a quarter into the season. What deadline moves do you see these guys? Ask again in February.
Wait one more quarter of the season.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be a little clearer. I will say the obvious answer is you need one more defenseman. Whether or not you have Bo and Byram healthy or not, you need one more guy.
You just can't trust it right now, yeah.
You need one more guy, and I know who that guy is. So...
Who is it?
Yeah.
Sucks for you guys.
All right.
I will say I have the right answer. I don't know if the Avs will listen to me, though.
If it's Yanni Hockenpah.
It's not. It's not. He is right-handed, though.
$2 from Jack. Thank you very much. Vibes. Oh, this is... Sorry.
Vibes surrounded with little purple stars.
And one more from Sasha. Thank you very much.
Oh, perfect.
Pear character punching the air with fist and bump written on his knuckles.
All right.
It's not Ben Sherratt either. I've been asked a lot about Ben Sherratt this week. It's kind of weird.
I've seen his name floating around there.
It's not like one guy pushing it either. It's multiple people who are like, Ben Sherratt. And I'm like, do you guys owe this dude money? Like, did you make a bet on this? Like, what's going on here? It's so odd.
Well... If you want to owe a lady money for cab fare at the end of the night, Manscaped. Use code DNVR to get 20% off the Perfect Package 4.0, and you get free shipping as well. You know Manscaped will make sure you're getting to your business in the bedroom. We'll put
Speaking
it that way.
Speaking of high and tight.
Speaking of high and tight, indeed. What do you think Jared Bednar uses on his hair? Manscaped shampoo and conditioner?
No. Did you imagine that dude having a recurring Manscaped order? Because I can. No, not at all. Sorry, man. NHL coaches make enough money that they should be...
Going to a place.
Yeah, like you should be living it up in some areas of your life.
He's got the Gucci shampoo or what?
Sure.
Do they even make shampoo?
He's got the dude that provides the product, and he figures it out.
I see. Okay. Anyway, hit up Manscaped. Get whatever products you need to take care of your body. And then go to something, because I know the reads. Oh, right. Our favorite pizza that goes right with Manscaped, because it's sexy pizza.
Sexy. Pizza.
Nice and sexy. You can get it at the DNVR tailgate coming up this weekend, right? They're at home this week.
Yep.
Yeah. So
playing the Lions. There.
P.S. Lindsay bought like 30 cases of Breck Brew for this tailgate. So please come help us drink some beer. It's going to be a lot. And get yourself some free sexy pizza as well. They are the best. I guess it's New York style officially, but I've just been calling it East Coast style, because it's kind of similar up and down that seaboard. Anyway, everyone here loves it. It's super highly recommended, even by the East Coasters and Brendan and Patrick of the company. They say it's for real. So be sure to check out Sexy Pizza. Get your eat on. And then I totally didn't already forget my other eat. Oh, right. The Colorado Raptors, the rugby team. Actually, some interesting stuff going on with rugby. A couple of their players just got named to the Colorado Selects team, which is like the all-Colorado team, basically. So they got some pretty darn good players for a team that has just pulled players from other sports and tried to teach the game of rugby to. It's pretty interesting concept, and this season, interested to see how well they do. I'll put it that way. You can follow our guy Colton Strickler at DNVR Rugby. He does all sorts of podcasts with, like, genuinely some of the best rugby players in the game. So. Yeah. If you're into, like, that type of thing, rugby, he's got you covered top to bottom. Of course, he does 101 pods, too. So if you're brand new, you can kind of learn the game from him, and you're good to go either way. Yeah, do it.
Dude, the rugby community is actually dope.
They are super cool people,
during shutdown when we were doing DNVR watches.
Yep.
When we were watching those old rugby games.
Yep.
And we were just tweeting about it, and a bunch of the rugby people were like,
What's going on here?
What's happening? What are these guys watching? And, like, we're tweeting all kinds of ignorant shit about how cool this is. And,
dumb stuff.
Yo, why is this guy lifting this other guy up like a cheerleader tower and throwing the ball? What's happening? And they were like, oh, that's called this, and that's what you do in here and there. And it was just like, the community was so cool.
Yeah, they're super chill.
It was really awesome.
All right, third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Much like the third period of the game, this segment might not matter at all. So.
Dude, the chat has become a guessing game of who I have in mind. I haven't seen it yet, for the record.
It's Alexiak again, probably. But
oh, it's not. No. I said he was right-handed.
Oh, okay. I didn't. I guess you said that when I said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. They're going in on, like, early 2000s jams at the bar.
Oh, this is my shit right here. Who got a hold of my Spotify under the Wrapped?
I'm more of a skater boy guy myself. I don't know.
I had a speech class in junior high when that song came out.
Yeah.
And we had to, like, give a speech about a song that meant a lot to us.
Oh, God.
And the girl that sat in front of me did the skater boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was like a whole thing for her. It was like transformational for her. And I look back on it and I'm like, I hope she stuck to all that shit that she said about how she was going to make better choices with boys.
All right.
For the record, I totally punted, took a zero on it because I
because you're
in
as
that
good
phase of my life.
You were as good a student as I was.
It
got
was
it.
Just
yeah.
it was double middle fingers to everybody in my life. So
Avs Creatives on Twitter. I want a breakdown of Blink 182 on my desk by the morning. All right.
What it means to you.
Yeah. There are plenty of faults in this hockey team right now. There are a lot of things they could do better, but it just doesn't. They don't have to.
This
right
is
now.
Like
they're like nitpicky things though. When you start to break down a game like this, where they've scored 7 goals,
exactly.
Where I tweeted it after their back-to-back power plays at the start of the third period, that it looked a lot more like a 4-minute keep away because as soon as they got back to even strength, you could see the aggression immediately amp back up, and it was like this sure felt intentional that they were not looking for shots.
Yeah, they're just playing keep away at that point.
They were like, we have a chance to just kill 4 minutes in a 6-3 game. Yes. And they kind of just did.
They made it easy.
Somebody was like, do they really need more urgency in a 6-3 game? Because I said it was a lack of urgency. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this wasn't a criticism.
Yeah, it's
I had no issues with it.
You know who wanted to see some more urgency on that?
Ray Bennett.
Berkey.
Yeah. Berkey was like, give me the puck.
I want the puck.
Please.
Give me the puck.
Like, Ray Bennett's job performance is like, where did the power play finish? And so he's every time they're out there, he's like, you motherfucker. You just need you to score. That's how my contract gets extended.
I did like the comment on Twitter that I saw about Ray Bennett also got a haircut today.
I didn't get it because I looked at Blaze. He says it out loud, and I look at Blaze, and I just go, but he's bald. And Blaze just starts laughing. And I was like, oh, I get it. I'm stupid. Got it. I'm just
Oh, yes, yes. We have the thickest boy in the league. Yes. Moritz Seider is leading all rookie defensemen in ass. Accurate tonight, I would say.
He showed a little bit of that. What do you think about Mo Seider throwing a big hit and Dylan Larkin standing up for him?
Yeah, he didn't
now,
really.
I get Dylan Larkin is the captain, and he's like, that's my rookie. But also, like, Mo Sider's going to throw a lot of big hits in his career.
Going to learn how to defend himself
He's
a little
gonna
bit.
He's
going
to have to be a little more willing because he literally just stood there and was like, what's the problem? And it's like, are you new here? To which the answer is yes, he's a rookie.
Yeah.
But like, you know, like.
So you're one of the biggest guys on the ice.
Yeah, right. Like he's going to, and he's, it's not like he doesn't do this. He throws big hits.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just didn't defend himself.
Oh, they're really jamming tonight, aren't they? We're gonna get DMCA'd for this at this point.
I just think about Brooklyn Nine-Nine when I hear this now. Yeah, that's the one. That's the guy that killed my brother. Oh God, I forgot about that.
Okay. Look, would you like better defensive times? Maybe. Would you like a save here or there? Yeah.
Really, just the second goal.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If he just doesn't let that in and the rest of the night plays out, I'd probably give him a B+ in grades. As it is, he'll probably get
B- instead. Yeah. Not that big of a...
It was just too soft.
Yeah. Agreed.
But, like, you get a 925 out of him. You get 37 saves.
Yeah.
Out of him. Like... You probably don't want to give up 40 shots to fucking Detroit, but also you're up 6-2 halfway through
that
game.
Yeah,
you literally spent half of the game.
Yeah,
with a 3+ goal lead.
Yep.
But if you look at it just in the first period as well, like the amount of I wonder what the actual like puck time was for the Avalanche in that first period because
it felt
it felt like they just like moved the puck at will, right?
Well, and you saw like the first flurry of activity that Detroit got. They got like 5 shots on Kemper. It was like and that was kind of how it went all night, is that they would get a sustained possession.
Yeah.
And everything would get through. The Avs didn't block anything.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, this is really...
I know, it's
a
tough.
Lot to work
it's
through.
Tough, yeah.
It's really loud.
It's also really my shit. Yeah. I really want to sing along, but I don't want to do that to our peeps here. But I really don't want, do you want your team blocking those shots? Do you want them not giving them up in the first place? Do you want Kemper making those saves? Because you're kind of like... Some of this is good, and but 40 shots against Detroit—it's
too many.
You had a 3-goal lead for probably 40 minutes tonight.
Yeah,
because you got up 3-0 in the first.
Yep.
And then you had it at 6-2 for a while, and then it was 6-3 for the rest of the night. It was 6-3. Yeah. So,
I mean, you're kind of in a weird spot where what do you criticize?
Yeah.
Like, there are things when the game, like the Berkey thing and the Kemper save, but the Avs literally, it got to 3-2, and it was never competitive again. Yeah. The Avs dropped 3 goals in, I think, the next 4 or 5
they just
minutes.
Smashed them.
And it was just like, oh.
Game's
they
over.
Weren't having any of that shit. Get to step in. Good reminder of how far the Detroit still has to go to be competitive.
Yep.
To really, like, hang. How much, and I'll posit this to you guys right now. How much are the Avs a measuring stick for other teams right now? In their current weird, fucked up form?
Yeah, right now, Montreal's going, we didn't get blown out by this team. Yes.
On a second night of the back-to-back.
Yeah.
They're like, it was only 4-1. Like, Toronto's looking at it like, we're the hot shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a team that, you know, teams are going to want to bring their best against. Yeah, they've been up against a handful of teams on Sega Babas, but really it starts Sunday night with Florida, right? Now we're going to really see.
Yeah.
Well, the Avs are entering a stretch where, you know, they have... I wish I knew the schedule off the top of my head, but they've got...
A lot of games.
Well, they've got... you just said it, Florida, Sunday night.
Yeah.
You're going to Nashville next week. You've got Vegas and Dallas twice in the final week.
In the month.
Yeah,
of the
I mean... And you have in Boston. Now, in Boston, they've lost once in regulation in Boston in 20 years.
Yeah, they just own that
There's
team.
Just a weird... Yeah, but Boston's also not what you think of as Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
you also
down.
Have Vegas on the 27th as well.
Yeah. So a stretch of tough teams here for sure.
Yeah.
It gets tougher because right now it's like, okay, well, what are considered good teams and bad? Like, are they just laying waste to a bunch of bad teams? Because the answer is yes, but also they're not exclusively playing bad teams. Again, the Rangers.
They bopped the Rangers.
Yeah, Detroit is a 500 club coming into this game.
It's not like they're terrible. Yeah.
And look, they didn't. Did the Avs look anything like they were on the same level as Detroit?
Nope.
At any point in this game, even when it was 3-2, it only felt bad because the difference between the two teams
was more than 3-2.
Felt so large.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys are really going hard on this. Every time I look over, I just see more random guesses. Eric Gustafson's left-handed.
All right. We're going to wrap up for the night before we get DMCA'd as someone is literally just pulling songs from AJ's playlist at this point, I think.
Actually, this is not my show.
Oh, I just assumed country must be AJ's thing.
I'm really all over the board. I am. You know, the country music that I've ended up really liking a lot more of is like slower, more acoustic.
Sure.
Not the pop country kind of thing.
Gotcha.
And if it's like super honky tonk. That's really hit or miss with me.
Gotcha.
Sometimes I'm really into it, and then there are other times where I'm like,
what is this?
Oh, I can't do it.
All right. So. Hope you all enjoyed the night. Thank you, everyone, for hanging out with us for the post game. We'll be back Sunday. We're taking Saturday off. But Sunday, we have pregame, postgame.
Taking Saturday off. It's our normal day off that we just never get because the Avs always
play. They're always playing, yeah. So we'll be back. Hope y'all will join us for that one.
Big scheduling note that we're just giving people advance notice of is that we will not have shows on Monday and Wednesday this week.
Yeah, we got the Sunday game and then the following Saturday game. So
we're just trying to avoid 13 pods in 14 days.
Not going there, but we appreciate all of y'all. We hope to see you on the next one. Until then, we'll talk to you later.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Ulmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, Come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team. We'll talk about your least favorite team and everybody in between. And we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.